I don't know if you can hear these drones, but I'm getting hammered pretty good. It's constant, and so please bear with me. It's going to be that way until it ain't. I have accepted the reality that only a movement, only us moving forward, not protesting, but moving for what we want, our bodies back, and talking about that, and having discussions and planning sessions and dance and song about that, that creativity blossoming of freedom is what makes their weapon untenable. Too many targets. And we, little by little, break out of their hold, and they have to then confront the reality that we are aware of the weapon and will be forced at some point to own its existence and decide what then, how they are going to cope with the fact that we know their MO is just keep lying and lying and lying. Ours must be eyes on the prize at all times. Ideas blossom in unexpected ways in the fertility of mutual re-energizing, re-becoming. If our mental soil has been adequately prepared, our heart sprouts ideas and vice versa. We said that bringing the love means returning, modeling an independent thought process. This is so because the absence of love, which our bodies note when we arrive, is a puzzle we can't work out in a totalitarian system. As a totalitarian system bans by tacit global statesman agreement and by the implied decree of the uniformity of thought built into its social arrangements and conditioning via the institutions of class, education, media, and child rearing, the thoughts we need to gain a clear picture of our actual condition, that we are captive living beings who were made by the earth for freedom. And so, when we are unable to figure out this original puzzle, original in each one of our lives, our minds circle round it fruitlessly. But also, I believe in the history of class, but that's another discussion. Our minds circle round this puzzle fruitlessly, i.e. thought gets stuck. But as George Eliot said, feeling's a kind of knowledge that can help us get unstuck. But with Proudhon, we're also considering how the flip side works, how it is that thought, new ideas, the right story, exposure to the suppressed truth, that class unnaturally skews us to make us ready soil for serving the few, reducing our power and our confidence in our gifts, that the right story returned to us releases or re-energizes love. We shall see if each regrows the other, love and authentic thought, and how that happens uniquely in each unique human. We're unpacking in this space some conclusions we arrived at with the help of Alice Miller, using her book For Your Own Good, that the suppression of our authenticness, our true self, our spontaneous feelings, which our parents force us to do in their misguided service to the state, the power guys, driven by the fear that otherwise we would be punished, which no doubt is true, but this doesn't mean we run from the necessity to fight for freedom. That the theft of our wholeness necessarily makes us small, and that to get it back, our wholeness, we have to see the opposite, big. This, in a sense, is the method in Prince's broader strategy for decommissioning the system. He models big and partying big and makes us want both, a joyful expressing of our body's voice in joyful engagement with our fellows. And in wanting what he has, we're wanting our original selves back, our original joy. Prince knows this and encourages us repeatedly to follow his lead. In the song, I Rock, Therefore I Am, one of the lines is, right or wrong, I sing my song, singing my song the best I can. I rock. Here we come. Follow me. Come follow me. Come follow. It's time to discuss the significance of this. Its significance for how we work together to gain the collective freedom of all of us, global humans.